I work with a ton of business owners, some really high caliber salespeople, and one of the biggest things everyone struggles with is prioritizing their time. And with December and New Year's resolutions coming up, I wanted to put together a quick video to help you prioritize your time. This is usable any time of the year, but I think it's very applicable for the season that we're about to go into with the holidays. So hope you enjoy, guys. Subscribe if you like this. We're going to start with a quick clip from Jordan Peterson.
People often hate schedules because they act as their own tyrants, right? They say, well, you have to do this unpleasant thing, and then here's another unpleasant thing you have to do.
Yeah, so that's a really big point. 3 seconds in. When you have a schedule, you need to prioritize your time in a way, in a hierarchy, that helps you enjoy what you're doing and feel good about your accomplishments. So let's break this down really quick. Jordan Peterson's about to go through a couple of things. We'll continue a sec. Let's just break this down super fast. I'll show you what I'm talking about.
So when it comes to holidays, when it comes to schedule, when it comes to any week of pretty much of your life, the way that I would organize and to solve this problem of inefficiency or lack of motivation all comes down to schedule. And when you plan your schedule, my big recommendation is taking a Sunday morning and taking an hour and planning exactly what you're going to do every hour of the entire week. And you can that way prioritize your goals, because if your goals are in one area of life all written down, kind of in a notebook hidden away, or maybe you don't have goals, you should write those. They're pretty helpful. But when you have these goals, right, you need to have them in front of you. So your schedule should reflect your goals in life. And the way that you can figure out how to fit everything in is by using a method that's pretty popular called a rock, pebble, sand method. So this method, and I'm going to add something called reward here, because there's something that Jordan Peterson's going to say here on this video that I'll show you here in a second. And he just talks about having rewards. And this is one of the things that most people don't put in their schedule that I've been doing for years that seems to be really helpful. And when I share it with people, it seems to make a big difference. So let's run through it. So what are rocks, pebbles, sand? So essentially, when you look at your big goals in life, whatever it might be, maybe it's writing 5 books or getting your business to $10 million or whatever it is, right? And you may have other values than just goals like, you know, writing books and, you know, having revenue. It could also be spending time with your kids or spending time with your spouse, whatever it is, whatever your goals are in life, spiritual, you know, professional, family, social, whatever, right? All of these goals should be reflected here, okay? And so when you have these goals, there are things that come up in life that are really urgent and they're important. And then we have things that are really important, but they're not urgent. Then we have things that are unimportant that are urgent. And then we have things that are really unimportant and not urgent at all. And so what we're trying to do is we're trying to prioritize the important things that are not urgent first, then the urgent things that are important, and then the rest of the stuff that's really not that valuable to us, okay? So rocks, everything important to you, everything important to you that has to get done on a weekly basis. Again, this is a little bit subjective, but a rock should be sleep, because sleep allows you to be productive. But for some people, they'll put sleep in a sand, which sands are very unimportant things. Imagine that you have a jar of air and the air is your time for a week. If you put in the rocks first, you can sprinkle pebbles to fit in some spaces, and you can pour sand in. And pouring that sand in fills in all the spaces and it maximizes your time. If you do sand first, right, and then you do pebbles and then you do rocks, you fit in the least amount of rocks. Remember, rocks are our most important things. Pebbles are important things that are just more flexible. That's what those basically mean. So what you do is you get your week out on a piece of paper. So maybe we'd have that like here somewhere. And what you do is you put all of your rocks, you list them all out, like the 10 or 20 things that are rocks, like sleep and when you're eating, when you're exercising, those should all be rocks. I don't care what you're doing. You should be having a healthy lifestyle. It makes you think better, okay, mentality-wise. And then you need to have all of your other things. So for most business owners, I look at their schedules and I look at what generates income for them. And I prioritize the income generating activities or the things that are going to help them the most in the long term. For example, when I was writing my book that just got finished, 22 months of work, by the way, it was the hardest thing for me to do, but it was one of the most important things and it was the least urgent thing. And the stats are that 99% of people never finish writing a book who start. And so I wanted to actually finish the book. So I just dedicated an hour every morning, the first thing when other people were asleep or getting to work from 8 to 9, I would just write my book every day for 7 months straight. And that allowed me to come out with a book, which is coming out December 9th. You should totally get one. It's called The Problem with Potential, How to Stop Overthinking and Get Out of Your Own Way. And actually it has, this exercise is actually in that book. You'll probably like it. And there's a free workbook that comes with it. It's a pretty cool thing. So I think the link's right here and it's in the description, joeagnes.com/The Problem with Potential. So go check it out. And the pre-order date's December 4th and it's being released on December 9th. So what you're doing, right? You've got all of your rocks. You should write them all out. You should have them all there. Then you put them into your schedule first, and then you write out all your pebbles, what are the flexible but important things, but it doesn't matter, you know, when they happen. For example, that might be guitar for me. I love playing guitar, I love singing, but that's a flexible thing and doesn't harm me if I don't do that. For some people, it could be their rock because it's subjective. Maybe that brings you so much joy and value that you need to be playing guitar every day. That's totally fine. Sand is things that don't matter that you want to fit in just because you can fit them in. For example, watching Netflix, some Love is Blind type show, or you know, whatever's popular right now would be more of a sand. Now rewards, okay, what you do is you attach your reward to your rocks. So if you do your rocks, okay, then you get a reward. And the reason you need this is because some of your rocks are gonna be things that you're not always motivated to do, but really are things that you wanna accomplish. Like, we don't always wanna go to the gym, but when we go to the gym, we're always making progress, right? We should always feel good about ourselves for accomplishing that. So when we have rewards, right, this can help us reinforce that what we're doing is worth it. So they can be as simple as a meal, they can be as simple as a fun activity that you like to do, and you've gotta have rewards in order to stay consistent with your schedule. Because if there's no rewards, and this is some people I work with, they work 8 a.m. to 9 p.m., zero rewards, okay? You will burn out and you will not wanna do this anymore. So you gotta have rewards. So for example, if I'm working hard all week from let's say 8 to 6 or something, and I do that and I'm really intentional with my time, I hit all my rocks, I go get Indian food on Fridays once a week, and that makes me feel good. I love Indian food. If you've never tried it, chicken korma is the best thing you could ever have, in my opinion. So you need to figure out what your rewards are for when you do this. This helps motivate you, keeps you on track. This helps you stay on track towards reaching your goals. This all together will motivate you to stay on schedule. Schedule is your lifeline, and if you pick your rocks correctly, you'll be moving towards your goals. You'll be, you know, generating more revenue. You'll be writing that book that you want to write, or you'll be becoming a better family man or woman or whatever it is that you're trying to do. So hopefully it helps that, guys. If this did help, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and check out the Problem with Potential on joegnus.com/problem with potential. Book sales helps us keep doing things like this. Hope you enjoy.